I'm fine. Now, it struck me today that as we're thinking about 4th of July, you know, this morning we were launching some potatoes because we were practicing along the way. I was thinking in the backyard to keep the kids busy, we need some stuff. So you can make your own ice cream.
And it's easy to do.
Easy to do. Okay. In fact, let's do the setup and then I'll show you the little homework that I gave you,
you did
earlier
homework,
today.
But we'll get to that in a second.
All right, so here's what we need. First of all, we'll get to the ice here in a second, but in a Ziploc bag is great. So open your Ziploc
bag.
And now you need some half and half.
Okay.
All right, reduced calorie half and half. And the measurements are exact.
I can
perfect,
see that.
Okay. All right. So that's that'll be pretty good. All right.
Okay.
And now, oh, we need sugar.
All sugar. Right?
So a couple. Here, just
okay.
Just need some sugar.
Oh, look at that.
That's good.
Lots of sugar.
Right?
Okay.
That'll be good for you. That's
and
perfect.
We can do
I think.
This at home.
Does that look pretty good?
It looks.
All right. And now
you can't
have ice cream without a little vanilla extract.
Vanilla extract.
Just a couple drops. Perfect. All right. So that'll be great. This is going to be tasty.
I can already tell.
So now, here's the secret to making ice cream, of course, is that you have to lower the temperature. Now, that seems silly, but from a science standpoint, when your ice cube melts, it means that it had to rob energy from the outside. That's why it's cold. It feels cold to the touch. I know, a little technical, but now take all that kind of that out. Good. Okay. And now this is going to go into the ice.
This
but now we have to prepare the ice. So open up your container there.
Prepare the ice.
Now, I started yours already just so that you can kind of open it for the viewers. Stick your hand in there and kind of feel that. That should be about 14 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, is that great?
13, now it's 14.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
see, about 10 degrees below zero. I mean, it's really, really
cold.
So what you do is you take some of the rock salt that you see here. So you see the ice cream rock salt. That's why we call this rock and roll ice cream.
Gotcha.
And this goes in. Now, I already put a bunch in
here. Yeah, there's some in here already.
Okay, that's perfect in mine. All right, and now you kind of have to get it mixed up. And so the best thing to do is to put this on top like this, and then you just kind of stand here and shake it and mix it up. All right. So that's going to take a little while to do, but now this goes inside.
Oh,
so now everything is sealed up, and you stick this down inside like this as well. Absolutely. And over time, it's going to – that's called an air bubble there.
I've got an air bubble.
All right, so here we go. That's good.
Okay.
You are you're a cooking kind of genius.
Where's Cobra when we need him?
Okay. So now you seal it up.
Seal it up.
And now here's the thing. You can either just stand here and do this, or I gave you a little homework,
you
and
did.
I just asked you today if you would roll it around and kind of mix it.
I hope I did it right, but take a look at what I did earlier.
All right, let's see.
Montgomery!
The National Weather Service has issued... What the...
Is that what you had in mind?
We really need to get you some things to do during the
day. I know, clearly.
Possibly. I'm not sure that all your talents are being
used. I know, clearly.
Now, about 20 minutes of this rocking and rolling. So, honestly,
we're running out of time here,
roll it back and forth. You open it up. Look at this.
And
this is
the
stuff you need today.